You do not need to understand it. Occasionally it happens that after an event you can get a glimpse of understanding, only a glimpse if you're lucky, tiny glimpse. Some of you may have experienced something seemingly negative and incomprehensible happening to you, life doing something to you, making you ill, serious illness, losing everything. So it doesn't make sense anymore. I went to church every Sunday and I worked my off and I lost it all. This wasn't supposed to happen. I don't understand anymore. And years later, you sit in the Inner Directions Conference and suddenly say, wow, if that hadn't happened, of course I wouldn't be here. I would still be slaving away in the corporate office. If those bad things hadn't happened to me, I would never have gone beyond the conditioning. So occasionally you might get a glimpse, but in many other cases you may not get a glimpse of why. But it is wonderful to see that yes, there is an inevitability to whatever form this moment takes. And so if you do not resist the form that this moment takes internally, you are no longer trapped or imprisoned by the form that this moment takes. Because very often that's what it looks like. That's why people always try to get away from this moment. It's very often it looks like a limitation upon you, upon your life. That's not what I want. What am I doing sitting here in this office, in this place, in this relationship, in this, that, the other? Whatever form this moment takes, to align yourself with it. The moment you do that, and it's not a doing, only through language it creates the illusion that you're doing something. It's, one could say it's the opposite of any doing. To internally align yourself with what is the opposite of, okay, I have to do something. You don't have to do anything, just this is as it is, always. Recognize that. There's no doing involved. This, it is as it is. You align yourself with the form that, you don't fight the form. The moment you fight the form of me gets strengthened in yourself. The me that is based on my thought forms gets stronger through the struggle, the reaction, the reactivity against what is. Ultimately, you could say the illusion of me gets strengthened through fighting what is. And you can verify that in your own life when you are resisting whatever a situation or in disagreement with someone. This shouldn't be reactivity. To see how your sense of self feels a little bit inflated through that. And you can see it when you watch angry people who are fighting. There are some people who live almost continuously in angry opposition to what is. The entire universe is against them, or they are against it. The world is their enemy. And they're just looking for the next thing to get upset about. And you can see how that strengthens, how that inflates the egoic sense of self, the reactivity, the fighting, what is, the complaining pattern in the mind. Oh, And every time you complain, you strengthen a little bit the form identity of me, the complainer, the thought form, the reaction. The egoic identity inflates a little bit through the complaint, because every complaint means that you are right and what you're complaining about is wrong. Situation, a person, a place,